he kind of, I guess, learnt early on that he doesn't necessarily know what's right for my music. And, you know, especially when I'm trying to make something that's not perfect, and he comes in and says, oh, you know, that bit seems a bit out of time. It's like, yeah, it's supposed to be Dad. It's out of time in an arty way.
There's often a little tension surrounding father's sons and the family business, but Neil and Liam Finn have struck a balance by supporting rather than invading each other's art. And this time, it's Liam's turn in the spotlight. This is Take 5, supported by Rough Guides, smart guides for smart people. Rita Houston here. It's not guaranteed that kids of musicians will carry on those talents, but for Liam Finn, son of Neil and nephew of Tim, music hooked him early, somewhere around the time he was banging pots in the kitchen. Jump ahead to Liam the teenager, and he spent 8 years in the band Betcha Dupa, sounding more Sonic Youth than Crowded House. So his latest incarnation as a solo artist is turning heads for a couple of reasons. First of all, the album I'll Be Lightning is almost entirely Liam, the one-man band. And second, there are more links than ever to his famous dad's sound. Fortunately, Liam was more than willing to talk with Claudia Marshall about both during a stop at FUV.
It seems like there's two schools of thought. You know, there's either the people who don't want to even talk about their families, and then there are the people like, for instance, James Taylor's son, Ben, is all about, he's like, I'm so proud to be his son and to talk about that sort of musical legacy. Where do you fall in that continuum?
I'm obviously really proud to be a Finn. I mean, I love his music and I love my uncle's music, and it's a great family to come from. I mean, obviously, I can kind of also sometimes sympathize with certain sons and daughters of musicians that fight against it, but I think it ultimately, you know, it's a shame if you're kind of, you know, you don't want to be embarrassed by it, do you? Like, both Dad and Tim are, I think, great songwriters, so I you know, it's a good family to be a songwriter in.
And obviously, it's a very musical family. I sort of picture a lot of guitars sitting around, and, you know, parties or gatherings where there was singing and...
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I guess that's why I pretty naturally fell into it, and, you know, I don't think that I was ever sort of pushed into anything, but I also wasn't discouraged when I took an interest in making music.
If you can't make up your mind, all things considered, you try, the more I'm losing sleep. Ooh. And all I know is the music moves my feet. Ooh. Drown your dreams in alcohol underneath the breath you hold. It's true.
You played most of the instruments, rather, on this record, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's a lonely business, though, isn't it? Don't you want to sit in the room and have a whole band? And
yeah, I mean, I did that for the last 8 years of my life, so it was quite a nice, you know, refreshing change. And also, I had a pretty kind of clear idea as to what I wanted the record to sound like, and I wanted to kind of, I guess, recreate that sort of demo vibe where you're on your own in a room, sort of indulging your imagination and going anywhere that takes you, really.
Some tracks have sort of a more raw feeling to them.
Yeah, I think that's kind of where a lot of charm comes from in music, when things aren't too thought out. And I think that in the last, you know, 10 years, music has become quite polished. And I think that, you know, the music that we love from the 60s wasn't very polished. It was a band in a room or someone in a room doing a live take. You know, you didn't have the options of recording onto Pro Tools and having hundreds of tracks. You had to, you know, I did mine on fully analog, just under 16 tracks, so I was kind of limited to what I wanted to put on there, which was quite a good discipline, really.
Better to be bigger than the other, heart on your sleeve and hat on your head. And I want to see you playing with your shadow, hypnotize me with every step. Oh, 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 oh. Falling asleep while sitting at the doctor, I don't believe a thing that he says. In ordinary, and people like I told you, following me everywhere.
Live music from Liam Finn and a song called Better to Be. Hear the complete interview, performance, and more in the online archives at WFUV.org.
Take 5 is supported by Rough Guides. Information at roughguides.com. Smart guides for smart people.